It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, Jordan.
It is hour number two of the Sports Hangover. We are underway this hour. Jake Madison coming up, Locked On Pels 115. Brian will go over the NBA playoffs. Two games last night, two games tonight. The latest on Alvin Kamara and the Saints. They are at practice. Sean Payton scheduled to communicate with reporters at 2:30. We'll let you know what he has to say. In the meantime, I want to hear from you, Saints fans. We have gone over the fact that Taysom Hill was blamed for all of this. If you would like to call in and blame Taysom Hill for something, we will take your phone calls as well. First, we'd like to welcome you to the Midway Point of Your Work Week.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is?
It's hump day.
Hump day! I know you can hear me.
Let's get stupid.
Today's more about what that camera Wednesday hump day is. That what it is.
You can also play Caption That Photo Saints. Brian, tweeting a picture of Mrs. Benson, who has recovered from COVID, back at the facility. You let us know that.
Yeah.
And then there was a picture.
Yes, she was.
With Sean Payton speaking at a safe distance. There was social distancing. But she's there. If you want to caption what that photo is, words of wisdom.
And to all the ladies, peace and healthiness forever.
So what do you think is being said in that photo there?
I'm just going to take a wild guess at you know, certain running back they may be talking about right now.
You said cut the check, huh?
Yeah, not at your back and you're feeling better. You know, how's your writing hand? Which hand do you write with again? Your left or your right?
You think that's what? You don't think the first thing you said, good to see you back, Mrs. B?
No.
No?
No. Oh, by the way, good to see you back. More like that. Hey, you know, Alvin, good to see you back, by the way.
Good to see you back, by the way.
That's how it's not enough.
Alvin, what are you grinning about over there? What are you grinning about? What do you think the caption should be for that photo?
We got a problem. Oh,
I don't think there's a problem. Do you think the butterflies kind of went in Alvin's stomach?
No, it was a tummy ache, remember?
Mrs. B is here.
I don't think Alvin is even now. I see him in the picture.
Because it's kind of like that. I keep thinking of the SNL skit with Ronald Reagan where he meets the Girl Scouts has the cookies. And then they close the door and he goes into a mastermind mode. You know, I was just thinking Alvin. Alvin, come over here real quick. Hey, Mrs. B, how's it going? What are you doing? You know, I wonder if the tone just changes.
She's high, waving everybody all of a sudden.
And then come a little closer, a little closer. I'm good. I'm free. I'm COVID free. We're good. I've recovered. Come here. The next time you think that you're going to want McCaffrey money or something,
just basically goes into mom mode.
Could you imagine?
I think it's.
Do you know how nice you have it here? Do you like it in New Orleans, Alvin? Don't you like the locker room here? Don't you like wearing black and gold?
Speaking of,
I hear Jacksonville's a really nice place this time of year, Alvin.
Alvin's not in that picture.
He's not.
No, stop picture. It. That's not.
What I'm thinking is it's Sean saying, going up to Mrs. B.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear the news? Alvin wants more money. And she's kind of grabbing at her stomach. Feeling a little sick.
Stop it. No. I think it's good to see you. Although Sean does have his hand on the hips there. No.
You know what?
Well,
now that I look at it, I'm looking in the background.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see number 41.
I don't see anybody over there. I see the referees. They have a
players
there.
Definitely some players back there. I don't see 41.
Players. Hold on. Let me pull it up on
look my like head. Some linemen.
Let me see. I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't see 41.
You know what?
Oh, look at that. That's a big shot of it. Nope. 41 nowhere in that picture.
Well, again, he might be running somewhere.
Yeah, I know where he's running. Back home.
Let me see.
Took his COVID test
stop
already.
Stop it.
He ain't staying.
Let me see. That's the lineman. It's offensive lineman over there.
You know who used to follow offensive linemen?
Huh.
Running backs.
No, but there are no skilled players behind them.
How do you know?
Because I'm looking at it. I see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 big guys with sixes or sevens on their number. That's it. Those are the only players that I see there.
Look behind
what?
Sean Payton over his shoulder.
Yeah.
Behind him.
I do.
That looks like a skill player.
That is not a skill
player.
Looks
like some skill players over there.
No.
Tight ends.
There's,
it does.
No.
It does.
Yeah. No.
I mean, clearly, I'm seeing a tight end over there. You know who I don't see?
No.
Number 41.
Stop it.
Okay, look there's at that picture
even another,
again.
There's no other members of the team there.
Do you see 41 in that picture?
Okay. That is an accurate statement. That is a true statement, yes. Number 41 is not in that picture. What I'm saying, though, is so is, like, 80 other players not there.
Hmm. Really?
I count seven. There's a lot more Saints players than seven on the roster.
True. But.
See, this is how things start.
Usually work.
This is how things start.
Offensive line.
Because that is a true statement. Yes, Alvin Kamara is not in that photo. But it does not mean that he's not in practice.
He's not even in the photo in the background. Did he have it on there?
Well, the background is like the greats. There's Hilliard and Martin and Evans and Breeze.
So you're saying Alvin Kamara is not great?
Well, I mean, he's got to earn that title. These are the past. Well, I mean, Breeze is still current. But, I mean, you know what I mean.
We got to go to Instagram.
You know what? I'm sorry. I was wrong. There is a 41 in that photo. Roman Harper, baby. That's the only one that counts.
You know what? You're something else.
Well, thank you.
He isn't wrong.
Huh?
I'm just saying.
He isn't wrong.
Just saying.
I understand that.
You're just not going to give up on this, aren't you? Oh, look at you all homery. You know, wear your black and gold goggles now.
I'm not wearing black and gold goggles. I'm just saying he's not there, but doesn't mean he's not at practice.
26 seconds ago, inside training camp.
Ooh.
Saints and Alvin Kamara back on the same page, and he's at practice. You know what I didn't see in that photo? Alvin Kamara.
Wait a minute. I'm confused, though, because
they were inside in that previous photo.
Yeah, they are inside. So Ian Rappaport and the NFL Network using file footage.
Yes, they're not using
Wait, we have some inside
footage. There, is that inside footage?
That is inside footage.
Yeah, but that could be a practice.
That's
is that
practice.
Today,
we need
though?
A timestamp.
Yeah, because you can't be allowed. You couldn't be allowed to show that just yet. So this is file footage.
Yes,
well, it is.
But it is footage that has happened.
Well, unless you're NFL Network, I think
you know what.
To.
Hold on.
We've been following this topsy turvy roller coaster ride for Alvin Kamara ever since late yesterday afternoon, when there was some reports about potentially a trade, and then I talked to Kamara on the phone, and he told me that. He did not request a trade, did not demand a trade, and in his mind, they were making progress on a long-term extension. Then late last night, as all this was still swirling, I got word that cooler heads had prevailed and that the plan for the Saints and Alvin Kamara was to continue working on a long-term deal. And in fact, he did plan on being back at practice. And remember, the Saints believed that his last 4 days were unexcused absences warranting $200,000 worth of fines, which if they do a new deal, you can work that into the new deal. But anyway, fast forward to today, I am told that Kamara met with Sean Payton, had a very good meeting. It sounds like those two are on the same page at practice today and moving forward with hopes of getting a long-term deal.
See?
I find his his commentary. First of all, I find his voice very, very hilarious. I don't know why.
In Rappaport.
Yeah. I don't know. Something about his voice just makes me laugh. But it's the idea of him saying that Kamara didn't request a trade or didn't demand the trade. Nobody ever said that he requested or demanded anything. The trade, you know, rumor started on behalf of the New Orleans Saints saying they were open to trading him. So I don't know what the hell Ian's talking about. Oh, goodness.
What?
It must be nice to work for the NFL Network where you can just say pretty much anything and everybody just goes along with it. I need a job like that.
Do you?
Yeah. I need a job where I can just say whatever I want and people just say, you know what? Right or wrong, it's right. Where can I find a job like that?
You know, you hear that. You know what I heard? There it is. Come on, everybody. Hands in the air. Let's start left. Now to go right. Come on. Every little thing, Brian. Gonna be all right. Cooler heads have prevailed, baby. Cooler heads have prevailed.
Does he have a new contract?
I mean, not. Well, he's at practice. Yeah.
So Saints media alert. Messages. We'll find out. Someone just posted a text message.
Okay.
Working on getting today's clips up now.
Okay.
So I will.
Oh,
be,
so it's practice. I guess it might be.
That means that was old footage.
Why no? I mean, it's.
That means Alvin wasn't there.
Stop it. He's there.
Did you see him?
Well, I mean, he's supposed to be there.
I don't think he'll be over that quick. Because it's today's footage. Today's clips.
Well, maybe it's the first part, you know, so it can start getting.
I didn't see anybody stretching.
Look, again, fellas, he's going to sign.
Really?
Is he?
It's going to be okay.
How can he sign? Taysom already got his contract.
That's right.
There's no money. There's no more money.
There's no more money. Come on, seriously, how funny was that, though, that everybody blamed Taysom Hill?
I find it hilarious because the thing's been in salary cap hell for how long now? And they figure out a way to sign everybody else?
That's the other thing. It's no bearing on it.
No.
There's no bearing on it. Everyone, and look, there were some people with check marks.
Yes.
Nationally.
Yes, that came
making
out.
The statements.
Correct.
Like check marks, like, you know.
Verified.
People that get paid to cover the league that couldn't be more wrong, which is baffling to me.
Or every nerd and their mom coming out, you know, because they can, you know, go to Sport Track or one of those other, you know, companies and say, you know what? Well, I looked at their salary cap and for the next 5 years. I'm like,
okay, I'm terrible at math. I really am not very good at math, Brian. But can you do some simple math for me?
I can try.
Can you do some simple math for me?
Let's see.
So Taysom got 21.
Yes.
Over how many years?
I believe 3.
Okay. So like 7.
That'd be right? 7 a year.
Okay. But, you know. But the total was 21.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If Kamara just took the Saints offer of 12.
Correct.
Over, say, I don't know, 4 years.
Uh-huh.
What does that work out to?
Well, if we're looking at 4 years.
Yeah, carry the one.
You carry the one and you see you do it like that. Well, see, that will put him at.
Right.
So that means he'd average out right around. I mean, that means that they can sign him.
$48 million.
Exactly, because if you break
Taysom, how much did he get?
He got 21.
Yeah,
that's almost less.
It's a big difference.
Yeah, that's over half of what he would be. And then you add the Well, basically, what we're saying is
that's not like
eating up the cap.
That's not like saying you want leather instead of cloth.
40.
Okay, so I love it when Saints fans go, "Well, because you paid 21." Yeah. Okay, one guy's deal totals 21. Another guy's deal likely will total 48. At least $48 million. So, that's completely different. So it takes time to find that,
you know,
to make that happen, and it has no bearing on that.
Well, you know, if Alvin had only agreed to Taysom's deal, maybe he'd be signed by now.
That's why I keep going back to Sean Fazan's tweet.
12.
When he said the Saints' last offer was 12, that should have stopped anyone from tweeting that somebody else's money kept them. They offered him 12. With Taysom's 21, with, wait for it. Pretty sure with them figuring out what Ryan Ramczyk's going to want. Wait. Pretty sure they already have on a sheet of paper somewhere what Lattimore were like. Wait. Pretty sure DeMario did. Wait. Do you guys honestly think this organization just like they walk in and they, oh, wait, I'm sorry. You want to, oh, my gosh. Hold on. So, it's Jordan, cancel my calls today. Dude, Brian wants a new contract. We hadn't even thought about this. Hold on. Oh, my.
Chill out. You're losing your paper. You're
not. I know, but who's? Geez. Hey, hold on a second. Go get the guy down the hallway. I forgot his name. Who's the capologist? Yeah.
Jimmy.
Yeah. Hey, how much money we got next year, man? Somebody wants a new deal. Wasn't even ready for this. Hold on. You know, can we get Sean on the phone? Who do we need and who would... Do you not think these guys have thought about this over the last several weeks and months?
Well, no. Why would they?
It's incredible to me that fans legitimately think that this is decided or thought about at the exact moment. Does it happen? Sure. There might be an instance where out of thin blue air, a player just comes in and goes, I want this. Julio Jones or somebody, right? Somebody like in the middle of a contract says something like they might be expecting it. But to think, as Brian, you've brought out, that the way the Saints have handled the cap the last several years, which, by the way, how many 13-win seasons have they had?
Oh, that'd be three consecutive.
Three consecutive. With how many good players?
That'd be a whole bunch of
them.
Yeah,
they haven't had to release anybody due to cap, right? No. So you might think they might have been thinking about this. Oh, I'm sorry. Two players got big contracts last year. Who were they?
That'd be Cam Jordan, and I believe the other one would be number 9, Drew Brees. And if you even want to, you know,
yeah, I guess you throw in Michael Thomas.
Look at Michael Thomas. He's $100 million.
Oh, wait a minute. They found money for that and figured that into their plan, but they didn't even know they were going to do that.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, you know, with Cam's extension and all, I mean, there's no way possible Mike could have got paid.
Again, it's just, it's laughable.
Oh, no.
You've said this a lot of times. Worry about your beer money.
Same.
What do you want to do when you tailgate and how you want to watch the games? Let them worry about the team and the football. The fact that people panic the way they do is just, it's laughable. I don't know what else to say.
I mean, when you got Drew Brees making his money and
Taysom
Hill making
his money. Well, Drew was blamed for a lot of years.
Yeah.
Drew was the reason we couldn't go to the Super Bowl. Couldn't afford anybody else.
It's like too much money. I mean,
well, you know who else's fault it is that we don't have Jadainian Clowney? It's not the fact that he wants like 25,000 million billion. It's Taysom Hill.
Taysom Hill's fault.
No, it's Taysom Hill. If you didn't pay him 21, Brian, Jadainian Clowney would be at practice right now.
You know what? It's Taysom's fault.
It's Taysom's fault.
No, you know what? Andres Pete is the man and the new.
Well, it is Andres Pete's fault. That's for sure.
Nobody's talking about Pete right now.
What are you pointing at?
I can't believe you haven't mentioned it yet.
What?
In the first hour and 15 minutes.
No.
Did you not see what the Chiefs did yesterday?
No.
They got their Super Bowl ring.
Yeah, they got the Super Bowl ring.
You're Patrick Mahomes?
Yeah.
Guess what else Patrick Mahomes did? He was a lucky man yesterday. Well, I guess Brittany Matthews. Now Brittany Mahomes.
Yeah.
Future Brittany Mahomes.
She got that extension.
Yeah. Did you see the ring? It's almost as big as the Super Bowl ring.
Imagine that. Well, I mean, you know.
They were high school sweethearts.
High school sweethearts, Brian. It's an extension. Life.
She got her contract.
She got paid.
She got paid before I was
tomorrow. Congratulations. Congratulations. Stop it. Stop it. Brian's the only one not celebrating in this room right now.
$500 million. Patty, you better have a lawyer.
She couldn't say yes fast enough. Sports Hangover continues next with Jake Madison on ESPN New Orleans. Holding on
to someone else. Are you tired of waiting in the big box stores?
Customer needs assistance in appliances. Never mind. Customer went to Rod Superstore.
Tired of the big box service in the store and after? Then come to Rod Superstore for name brand appliances from Frigidaire, Maytag, Whirlpool, Speed Queen, Sub-Zero, and Wolf. Rod's has knowledgeable salespeople to help with your kitchen design and appliance purchase. Rod's also has an in-house factory service department servicing only what we sell, leaving you without the long wait for service. Washers and dryers, refrigerators and freezers, dishwashers and ranges, most in stock for immediate delivery. Rod's has been a locally owned appliance center since 1984 and continues to service the Tri-Parish area for years to come. Rod's Superstore. 808 Barrow Street, Oma. Washers and dryers, refrigerators and freezers, dishwashers and ranges. Rod Superstore, 808 Barrow Street, Oma.
Tired of your current vehicle? Ready for something fresh? Greg LeBlanc Toyota in Houma is having a trade-in sale.
Trade-in sale.
Even though you don't like your current vehicle,
they want it.
And we'll give you the low Greg LeBlanc Toyota pricing.
Plus, give you more for your trade.
Bring your trade and upgrade to the new 4Runner, Tundra, Camry, or Highlander you've been wanting.
Get started now.
Shop at GregLeBlancToyota.com, where your satisfaction is their number one priority. Our goal is to save every buyer $2,000. Greg LeBlanc Toyota in Houma.
Set yourself up for success when planning your next event, whether it's wedding, festival, Mardi Gras, rodeo, or concert. Joseph the Contractors knows that it's important to cover your bases. Joseph the Contractors can supply multi-stall restroom, air-conditioned trailers anytime, anywhere, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Planning a luxury event? Check out their new black tie luxury restroom and shower trailers. Visit Joseph at viscom.net with locations in Cutoff, Thibodaux, Fouchon, and Abbeville.
Some people just have a knack for being there when you need them the most. Like your third grade classmate who sticks up for you against that bully. The neighbor who gives you a jump start. And the friend who chases away that flock of geese at your outdoor wedding. Your State Farm agent has your back too, through good times and the not so good. And who's got your agent's back? State Farm, the company people have trusted for more than 90 years. We're here to help life go right.
Call State Farm agent Ashley Barrios and cut off today at 985-632-0988.
Finding the next job is a big job, and that part of what you do is a little tough right now. Because of that, Lowe's for Pros is here to help. Get $400 in leads on us with a free one-year subscription from HomeAdvisor to connect to jobs that make sense for you. Sign up at lowesforpros.com/proloyalty to get started. Just one more reason why Lowe's is the new home for pros. Now let's get to work. Subscription and $400 lead credit subject to HomeAdvisor's approval and terms. Valid for new HomeAdvisor customers only. Lowe's loyalty required. More terms apply. Valid through 99 U.S. only.
They say that once you give him control, he'll own your brain forever.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
Game exciting. Tonight we got a Game 7. Thunder Rockets, Bucks. Trying to even things up with the Heat tonight here as well. Jake Madison, Locked On Pels joins us. Gus and Brian with you here. Jake, how are you this afternoon?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on, Gus.
The playoffs, man. It's been fun to sort of watch here. I guess let's just go with the games from the night before, too, man. And you look at where we got to this point with the games we're going to see tonight. And so I want to start there. But Jimmy Butler being clutch, Giannis choosing not to guard him, that's a storyline going into tonight's game, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, they're going to need to slow down Jimmy Butler, who basically put forth an otherworldly performance, 40 points in their game one upset. And that Heat team, I don't think they can beat the Bucks over the course of this series. But the way you do them is get one guy hot like that and then get a bunch of three-point shooting, and they struggle to defend the three-point line at times. And if you can get hot from deep, you can beat them.
Mm-hmm.
And the Heat have some really, really good three-point shooters in Tyler Hero, Duncan Robinson, who's been one of the best in the bubble. They're going to have a chance in this one, but I think you're going to see Giannis really bounce back after a subpar game one. He's going to take over this one, and I think they're going to cruise to a victory.
Spoke with Will Guillory about that second game two nights ago, and that was OKC in Houston and clutch time. You and I have talked about this, you know, on our show, and you do it in your podcast all the time. You talk about clutch points, the clutch stat, and all that, and what Chris Paul did in that team. They're just gutsy. They're gritty, and it's crazy because they got smoked the game before that. They just do that, man. But that was such an example of the difference of winning and losing, right? Just winning basketball. You know, Chris Paul or somebody else on that team. I think it was I don't think it was Shai. It might have been another player too. But just poking the ball away to create a turnover, just getting in the way to create a fast break opportunity, just all the little things in that last minute and a half, dude, that led to the Thunder winning, making free throws, all that stuff was so much fun to watch.
Yeah, absolutely. You saw that team just kind of be led by Chris Paul. It was a lot of fun to just watch him do his thing. He was organizing people offensively, organizing people defensively, just seemed like he knew everything that was going on the court. And then he came through delivering 15 points in the fourth quarter of, I think, his 28, so about half his total. He was excellent in that one, and he can take you far. You know, if you put enough role players around Chris Paul, he is still that good despite that big contract. I mean, people kind of look down on him, but when it comes to winning basketball, the dude delivers. In this game tonight, it's going to be interesting. It's a Game 7. We've seen a bit of desperation from teams in these Game 7s, particularly last night. But here's a stat for you. If Houston wants to win, they just need to cut down on the turnovers. In the three wins that they've had less than 14 turnovers. In the three losses they've had, it's been 14 or more turnovers. They were close in that game six. They only lost by four, despite having 22 turnovers in that one. They cut that number down just a little bit. I think they can win this one. But I'll tell you, the last time the Houston Rockets were in a game seven, they didn't have Chris Paul, and they lost. And I think Chris Paul is hoping that in this game seven for the Houston Rockets, they don't have him this time, and maybe they'll lose again.
Speaking with Jake Madison, Locked On Pels, at Nola Jake's the way to follow on Twitter. So Celtics go up 2-0, 102-99. Jason Tatum, 34 points. Boston really looks like a team right now that no one wants to play if you're in the East, huh?
They're deep, and that's their advantage right now. You know, they're up 2-0 on the Toronto Raptors, who I've thought have looked really, really good in the bubble and the playoffs so far. And they're just kind of beating them a variety of different ways. You're just getting very good overall performances from a guy like Jason Tatum on both ends of the court, and then it's just which role player is going to step up and light it up that night. It was Marcus Smart last night with five threes in the fourth quarter. Kemba Walker stealing it for him, being that closer that they've wanted and needed. And it's a lot for the Toronto Raptors, who just didn't seem prepared for this Celtics team, both offensively and defensively, at all in this series. Now, you can look back to last year, too, and the Toronto Raptors went down 0-2 to the Bucks to go to the NBA Finals, and they came back to win that. But they don't have Kawhi Leonard this time, and that's going to be a big problem for them. I don't know if they're going to win this series anymore. I would have guessed them to begin with, but now I have no idea where this one's going to go, and I'm not leaning towards the Raptors.
Jake, this is Brian. I kind of want to rewind for a second and go back to the Bucks. And do you find it kind of a little odd that Giannis didn't want to take the assignment of guarding a guy like Jimmy Butler, considering he's the defensive player of the year and probably the best defensive player in the East?
Yeah, it was. And he said after the game, you know, coach didn't ask him to do that. But superstars know what they can get away with here in the NBA. And if he wanted to go and guard Jimmy Butler, he could have said, "I'm going to guard Jimmy Butler, put me on Jimmy Butler." And he would have guarded Jimmy Butler. and he didn't. And that was kind of disappointing to see. This Bucks defense is historically good. They have a number of guys there that can defend multiple positions, and they're led by Giannis, Defensive Player of the Year, as you mentioned. He has to be on Jimmy Butler. This is the time you've got to take on that challenge. And if he was scared to or wasn't feeling up to it, I'm not sure, but that was kind of surprising and disappointing to see from him. He's got to do it tonight if they want to try and even this series back up and take control of it.
And you look at last night's game between the Jazz and Nuggets. My goodness, did the final seconds there, Donovan Mitchell just, again, almost like that Thunder game, Jake, he drives. I mean, it's the right play. And as he gets past the defender, he thinks he's about to have the layup, and he gets poked. You know, the ball gets poked away. Then Denver sees a fast break opportunity to knock the game up, misses the layup, and then Michael Conley left wing three in and out. I love the embrace at the end between the two guards, man, Murray and Mitchell on the floor. I loved it. I love seeing Donovan be affected like that. No coincidence, Brian and Jake, you saw this morning the report out of Utah is they're going to work on a long-term extension with him on that. But, dude, what a series those two guards put on, huh?
Yeah, that game and that series felt like it was going to come down to the final shot, right? That probably has to be the most exciting 80-78 game I've ever watched in my life. And you could see that it was game seven, and both of those teams were tired. They couldn't make shots. There wasn't great defense being played. It was just them missing open looks. Both teams shooting under 40% from the field overall in that game. And they were spent and just trying everything they could to try and win it. And in a game seven like that, when you still have those two stars who were tight, missing, it's going to come down to the role players and which guys step up. Jokic had 30 points in this one and ultimately hit the game-winning shot for the Denver Nuggets to put them up by two over Rudy Gobert. Rudy Gobert was key to the Jazz getting back into this game. It wasn't Rudy Gobert didn't really show up, it felt like, in the first half. And then in the second half, he started to, just kind of be that former Defensive Player of the Year that we've seen from him down low. He was playing better offensively, setting better screens, freeing up Donovan Mitchell a little bit more, and they erased a 19-point deficit. That's not easy to do in a game seven and really came right back down to it, but it came down to those role players. And you saw a guy in Gary Harris who didn't play in the first five games after being out due to injury, but came back and just had the most clutch defensive play, just poking the ball out of Donovan Mitchell's hands at the right time. That was all he needed to do this whole series, and that's what got them the win. Sometimes when you've just got those two stars, it's going to come up to other guys, and that's what it came down to in this game, and just the ones from the Nuggets played a little bit better.
Jake, we're seeing the future of the NBA on full display, especially with COVID. All eyes are now on the NBA. We're definitely seeing the future of the Western Conference when we think about the series that you just were talking about, Utah and Denver. What do the Pelicans have to do in order to be able to not only keep pace, but I guess put themselves in a conversation of, yeah, this team is no longer just a cute little story. They really are legit, and they're going to be a contender year in, year out. Because right now, we know the Pelicans have quite a few holes they have to fill in order to kind of get where these guys are.
Yeah, it's a couple of things. And it's going to come down to also the coach that they select to kind of lead the team and the identity that that person wants to bring to the team and the roster and the franchise. But you're seeing a couple of things that I think are trends emerging from the playoffs. First and foremost, you need to have guys who can create their own shot and create for others. Look at it in Jamal Murray. Look at it in Donovan Mitchell. Look at it in Fred VanVleet, Kemba Walker, Jason Tatum. I go on and on and on. These elite creators offensively are just burning defenses. You're creating wide open three-pointers for your role players who are going to make those more than they're going to miss at this point in NBA history. So if you can get some of those guys, you can really be a threat. And the Pelicans don't have that just yet. That's not what Lonzo Ball does. That's not what Drew Holiday does. I think Ingram has shades of it, but he'd probably still like it to be a backcourt player too. So they need to really add another creator to probably take their offense to the next level, because the games have been a little bit slower than we were expecting. They're playing more in the half court, and you need to have those guys create in the half court because you can't play in transition all of the time. I think that's going to be big. And then just role players that succeed in these specific situations. The Pelicans have guys who have potential to do that, but no one that's really grown into that role just yet. Yes, you have J.J. Redick, but you didn't get much from Kenrich Williams this season, who's supposed to be a bit of a 3-and-D guy. You've got Josh Hart, who's probably the end of the line there and top of the line guy. But you need other guys like Jackson Hayes, like Nikhil Alexander-Walker to step up and step into those roles, and they should. it was their rookie year. They were lottery picks, not even in the case of Nikhil. It should take them a little bit of time. So I think the Pelicans are still on the right trajectory to compete with these teams and just need to kind of stay the course right now. I don't think there's anything necessarily drastic they need to do. They do need to find another big, though, that can shoot. I think that's key, and you've seen that in the playoffs here. You've got to be able to space the court properly. So getting a big that can shoot the three ball well is going to be very important for this team going forward.
That's awesome analysis there to kind of give you an idea on how to watch these playoffs and not overreact and, you know, get caught up in everything. Let's close out on this, Jake. CBSSports.com has the Minnesota Timberwolves open to dealing the number one overall pick. You mentioned future of the Pels, as you just told Brian, is who's going to be the coach and how you deal with the first round pick, which is 13 overall, and then you got 3 second round picks, how you go there. So first off, are you surprised that the T-Wolves are kind of open to that? I'm not. It didn't scream at me as a you know, massively strong draft. So I guess I'm not surprised, huh? You?
No, not at all. You know, it's a deep-ish draft is the way I describe it, but it's not top-heavy. I don't think there's really a ton of guys you look at in the top three and that just scream like future superstar to you. So I could see them wanting to trade out of it, too. I think the other thing is they've got Karl Anthony Towns there. They have D'Angelo Russell. They want to be in the playoffs next year, and adding the number one overall pick isn't going to do that. Rookies usually take 3 years to really start helping you win games in the NBA, mm-hmm. and the guy they're going to get isn't going to get him into the playoffs next year. So if you can trade that pick for an established all-star, something like that, I think that helps them get there a little bit quicker. So it's not surprised to see that they want to trade that. And I wouldn't be shocked if the Warriors entertain trading the second overall pick as well for the same reason.
Jake Madison, Locked On Pels, as always, man. Appreciate the time.
Of course. Thanks for having me on, you guys.
And there he goes. He's good.
I love chatting with him, man.
But it's true, though, because, I mean, you can get that sense, right? I want you to play. So I'm like, oh, they need this.
Yeah.
Let's breathe. Let's see where we can develop and do that. But, man, that coach, I want to get I haven't asked you about your thoughts on coach. Let's do that when we come back. Willie Fritz, head coach of the Tulane Green Wave 230. The rest of the show is open. Let's hear from you. 800-998-1003. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans. Trying to get it right. Get
it right. Goodyear knows why we all love basketball. It's the sound of the buzzer, the roar of the crowd, the swish of the net. It's the spin on the ball as it's released, the squeaking sneakers before an inbound pass, the timeout that gives us perspective on the moment. We love basketball because we love movement. And now that it's back, we're asking you, the fans, what moves you? Goodyear, more driven.
Adding a leader you need right when you need them. That's how sports teams get ahead and how your business can too. LinkedIn will match the right talent with your open roles fast. Post a job and you'll get great candidates with the right mix of skills, interest, and experience. So every hire you make is a win for your business. Go to linkedin.com/sports and get $50 off your first job post. That's linkedin.com/sports. Terms and conditions apply.
Vehicle accidents are stressful enough. You don't need someone showing up at the scene trying to pressure you into letting them tow away your vehicle, often falsely claiming they were dispatched by the police or an insurance company. Be wary of any unsolicited tow truck that arrives on the scene of an accident. In fact, in some places, it's illegal. Motorists should not feel pressured to agree to a tow. Call your roadside assistance provider or insurance company for towing company suggestions. Or consult with police on the scene. Always get the price and terms in writing along with the location of the tow yard before letting a tow truck driver hook up your vehicle and take it away. If you suspect fraud, call us at 1-800-TEL-NICB. That's 1-800-TEL-NICB. Or visit our website, www.nicb.org. A public service message from the National Insurance Crime Bureau.
How do you tell the difference between real medication and a counterfeit laced with fentanyl? You can't.
Creating counterfeit drugs is as easy as a couple clicks online and blending the shipments.
However, taking these drugs can end up costing you your life.
It's dangerous to take medicine without a prescription, and it can be deadly to take a pill without knowing what's in it.
Too many students have died from taking counterfeit pills bought from places other than a pharmacy.
Talk to your friends today. Passing a test or partying all night is not worth dying.
It only takes one. There is no second chance.
Sponsored by Louisiana Ambulance Alliance within the Epidemic Louisiana.
Greenberg is Greeny.
You cannot demand these players who are not employees of the university. You cannot demand that they put absolutely everything else on hold in their lives in order to play football for you. You can ask them if they want to do it for themselves. And that's what has been so inspiring for me to watch.
Check out Greeny weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio. Or just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN Radio.
He's back.
He's like the thing that wouldn't shut up.
He's got his own catchphrase.
He's the best invention since they started frosting Pop-Tarts.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Welcome back, Sports Hangover. Gus Kattengill, Brian Bieniemy, Jordan Kleiber. I just wanted to see you look up. I just wanted to make sure. I'm seeing your head.
You said it wrong.
I did it on purpose, Jordan. Anyway, let's have some fun in this segment here. 800-998-1003. And you can tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA as well. So let's catch you up quickly. Alvin Kamara, Saints. Well, supposedly he's there at practice. Brian, until he sees it, he's believing it. Ian Rappaport and others saying he's there. He's at practice. But, again, you want to see it.
I just need to see it.
You want to see it.
That's 41.
I'm over here saying it's we're good. You're going to be okay.
You sure?
Yes.
He's so optimistic. Button gold goggles, huh? Who that? And high-fiving everybody.
No, that's not true. I think it's fine. They had a chat for Ian Rappaport and have cleared the air.
Has anybody confirmed said chat? I'm asking for a couple of friends.
He's fine.
Is he healthy?
Look, I'm so... Well, he did... I mean, there was a tweet that he had an epidural.
Really?
Back. Yeah.
Is he pregnant?
No.
Why is he getting an epidural?
I don't know. Can I move on to something else that make me happy? I'm not even worried about this. I'm not even worried. I had practice today. They're good to go. They need to be more worried about Tom Brady in a fanless dome in dead silence, even though there'll be some noise that the crowd can kind of have and everything, which the Falcons should be ready for this. But my point is, be worried about Tom Brady. How worried are you about Tom Brady?
Who?
You know what? Have you not been paying attention to Twitter?
I'm suspended from Twitter. I can't do anything.
Greatest offense in the NFL. You didn't know that? Greatest offense ever.
The Bucs?
The Bucs.
They fixed that O-line yet? Can a D-line stop the run?
Again, I just want to know why you constantly just look at the negative side of things.
Well, working with the negatives and make a bigger picture.
Huh? Well, that actually made a lot of sense, what you just said.
I know. Drake said it. There's nothing this man doesn't do.
Okay, I got you on that. I do want to Jake Madison said some interesting things there as we watch the playoffs continue. Brian, I had to ask you about your thoughts as to who should be the next head coach for your New Orleans Pelicans, and we can have some fun with that. And also where you want to go, because, look, I think that's one of the things that you were mentioning, Murray and Mitchell yesterday, yeah, kind of embracing afterwards and doing it. I'm like, man, and, the night before you see Chris Paul take over, we are winning this game. And even though they made turnovers, it was either going to be in Westbrook or in Harden's hands. Like, who's going to be that player, for the Pelicans? And you brought up a name of a player that I saw again yesterday, people tweeting. I'm trying to think who it was. Somebody comes to the team that said, imagine Drew Holiday on any of these teams on the four teams that we're watching yesterday in two very good games.
Yeah.
Toronto, Boston, and Jazz Nuggets. He's like, imagine Drew Holiday on those teams, a guy that can be a lockdown, defender and stuff. So you and I were talking during the break there about the possibility of trade. Look, I love him. I love everything that he brings to this team. I love his commitment to the community. I love what he is in the locker room. I love all that. And I wouldn't even say the problem. The thing is this. He deserves. He's done a lot of things. Go win a championship.
Yeah.
And he is, quote unquote, that type of player. We hear it every year. Oh, a team is one piece away or one thing away. There are a handful of teams we're watching that absolutely could use a Drew Holiday. And he didn't have to worry about playing point guard. He didn't have to worry about being, go lock down that guy for me. And we'll try to go win a championship.
If the Bucks had Drew Holiday, I don't think Jimmy Butler goes off of 50. Just saying. And I don't think Giannis has to ever worry about the idea of why didn't you go guarding, because Drew would have been like, I got this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you worry about offense, I got this. Man, but in a sad thing is that Drew's really your only tradable asset, because everybody else is a part of the young core you want to see moving forward.
And that's what I mean. It's, I look at it and I think you can, and I'm not even looking for a draft pick.
No, you want a proven player.
Right, I'm looking for commodities. I'm looking, so what would you want? Let's say you're David Griffin.
Yeah.
What are you looking for Drew Holiday?
I think Jake said it best. I think you're looking for a guy who can create a shot for himself and a shot for others. You may be looking to replace the exact position that Drew Holiday plays. You may be looking
for shooting guard.
And I think it's going to be crazy to say it this way, and I know it's probably not going to happen simply because why would you want to do that to Drew Holiday? But if you decided to trade Drew Holiday to a team like Sacramento and bring back a guy like Buddy Hield, that could fit very nicely with this young core. You have Lonzo, pass first point guard. You have Buddy who can create a shot, and he can shoot from the outside, which is you're going to need more outside shooting. You let B.I. do what he does. You let Zion kind of, you know, roam down low. That could be a nice component, man, because he can light it up from the outside. Problem is, you know, Buddy doesn't play the type of defense that Drew plays.
It might have been the wine talking in my head. It's just one of those stuff. I don't even know. Like, I'm not like Fletcher or anybody that plays on the trade. I don't even know what the trade machines work. But I'm just thinking of teams that are going to be playoff teams or are playoff teams that would need that.
Pacers?
Okay.
Heat?
No, I was well, do I even make a call to see if I can get Klay Thompson?
No.
No?
No.
Because I mean, he could shoot and he could handle the ball.
He's everything you could ever want.
I know.
But how quickly will Golden State laugh you off the phone?
No, I understand that, but aren't they? He's up for a payment, isn't he?
Klay?
Yeah. Or did he just get one?
No, he got his. I think he got his. Let me double check that. But I think he got his.
What are you shaking your head for?
As much as I love Klay Thompson.
So you're going with the you don't want that?
No. I would love to have Klay Thompson.
I told
but
you.
But the whole. Golden State built their foundation off the Splash Brothers.
Yeah, I understand that.
So they're not going to go away from what they already know and works.
All right, I just threw
anything,
one in.
They probably trade away Draymond Green.
Okay, I just
Klay did get his.
Okay, that's
5 years, $190 million.
Never mind that.
Yeah, okay,
exactly. can't afford that.
No.
That's what I said. The wine was talking.
I'm
looking at teams that are in the playoffs, the teams that have players that have enough talent that, because they're going to have to lose somebody.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're going to have to lose somebody to do that.
I'm looking at OKC or Miami.
John, what you got for us, man, on the Sports Hangover?
Yeah, I was just listening, and the times that I watched the Pelicans play, I was very, the thing that bothers me most is the way this team turns the ball over. Is there anybody in the league that turns the ball over more than them?
I would say that there probably are more teams, but I think the problem with the Pelicans isn't just the turnover, it's when they happen.
Yeah.
They seem to make the stupidest turnovers I've ever seen a team make.
Yeah, and look, that goes to, again, a lot is being made of Lonzo Ball getting better as a shooter and all that stuff. I've said this before. Look, I think there's a special bond and connection with Brandon Ingram. I don't know if you ever say they're inseparable or they're a package deal forever and ever, but Brian, that's something to think about. Because again, if I'm not getting scoring, and I'm not, I don't look at Lonzo Ball and think he's a scorer.
Correct.
Okay. Any points he gives me, I'm happy. If that makes sense. Okay.
But he shoots free throws at 60%.
Dude, that's what I'm getting at. Is that's going to be a decision to make, because what I am watching, and I agree, John, with Jake Madison and Brian on this, that I can't overreact. There's no way you've watched any of these playoffs and haven't gone, boy, you better have a point guard.
Yes.
I mean, you better have a guy that can handle the ball, man. Because if you don't, it's like a quarterback in the NFL. If you don't got one, you ain't got a shot.
But with the turnovers, though, I'm saying, I remember a game they played the Houston Rockets. Mm-hmm. Houston went small on them. They turned the ball over almost 20 times in the first half. For the whole game, it was almost 30 turnovers. I'm like, that's 30 times you don't get a shot at the goal, and the other team gets 30 extra shots at the goal. You can't win like that. You just can't. They don't. And the defense, I mean, I like their offense. They can score. They have scores. But the turnovers and the lack of defense, because the team scored, 125, 130 easily on them. Mm-hmm. They have to play, get better defensively, and somebody, whoever they bring in here, has to be somebody that can work with them on these turnovers. And I know the general manager, didn't he used to coach the Chicago Bulls when they had a good team a few years ago with Butler and all of them? And the point guard that came from Memphis State, that was the number one pick.
Tracy Langdon?
But they played, right. Yeah, they played good defense, though. They were one of the top defensive teams in the league.
Well, you know, and that's the thing,
and
Johnny.
I have to feel he's going to bring somebody in, coach, that can teach some kind of defense.
All right, well, I got 30 seconds here, and then we'll hit the break. And, Brian, I want you to respond as well. What kind of coach would you want? Because you kind of hinted to it. Do you want a defensive-minded coach?
Me personally, no. Because here's the thing. I saw Alvin Gentry get a lot of blame for the Pelicans not playing defense. And it bothered the hell out of me. Because how many times does he have to hire somebody, I guess, a defensive coordinator, and that person get a pass? Darren Erman, when he was in Golden State, supposed to be this defensive guru, comes here, can't get it done. Then you go get Jeff Bezdelic, one of the best defensive minds in all the NBA. He couldn't get him to play defense. That doesn't tell me it's not coaching. It's the players.
Yeah.
And what it really
it's
shows me
players.
Is that
AAU
ball is a huge reason why this is the way it is, because nobody wants to play defense anymore, AAU ball.
Defense.
When I was coming up, and I know I'm an old head. I'm 40 years old, so I know I'm an old school dude with it. But defense you take personally. It's all about the fact that, no, dude, I don't care how much you've been, even if you're playing playground ball, I don't care who you was lighting up. You catching an elbow if you think you're about to light me up, because you're not just going to score on me and embarrass me in front of everybody out here.
Yeah.
So that's why I feel it's the players. It's not the coaches. Mm-hmm. And don't get me wrong. I'm with you on that one, John. I think the coaching has to stress defense. But, I mean, I don't think it's going to be a situation where you bring in a guy strictly about defense and then you have Monty Williams situation to where they're playing good defense, but they can't score 80.
Yeah,
they can't score. But on the playground, if you can't play defense, you're going to be standing there watching.
The whole time, while everybody else is looking at you,
nobody's gonna pick you to play.
The women don't want you. The fellas don't want to play with you. You're just a pariah.
Nobody's gonna pick you to play if you don't play no defense.
It is. It is. Thank you,
John.
I appreciate it, John. Thank you for the phone call, man. 800-998-1003. All right, so I named somebody, and y'all laughed me off. He's got a deal. You give me somebody that you would trade Drew Holiday for, and you too, both of y'all. When we come back, Sports Hangover on ESPN. Hey everyone, Gus Cattingill with the Sports Hangover. Excited to tell you about Men's Total Health.